Well, there's a lot of people would suggest that many of our freedoms were taken away during the course of the COVID pandemic, and there's no doubt about that. We were locked in our homes for vast amounts of time. We weren't allowed to go out. We were forced to wear masks. Many people were forced to get vaccines. There were a lot of tests of our constitutional rights. Well, one of those tests is soon going to perhaps hit the High Court, because here in the ACT, during the pandemic, the ACT government gave the courts the power to force a person to be tried before a judge alone rather than a jury. That's despite us having a constitutional right as Australians to be tried before a jury. Well, one person who was convicted during that period is challenging the government's right to do this. The lawyer that is driving this is Tom Taylor. He's a partner at Hugo Law Group, and he joins us on the line now. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
This is a fairly murky area because, I mean, obviously there was a legitimate, well, when I say legitimate reason, there was a fairly obvious reason why the ACT government chose to go down this path. How do you see, so where are you at the moment? So you've sought leave to take this appeal to the High Court. What are you actually challenging, the conviction itself or the right of the ACT government to force judge-only trials?
The latter, the right of the right to force an accused person to have the judge alone trial. Stephen, when a person is charged with an indictable criminal offence and they plead not guilty, it is their right to be tried before a jury. That is an entitlement, not a privilege. This case concerns whether the decision made by the ACT Legislative Assembly in 2020 to legislate away an accused person's right to be tried before a jury was inconsistent with the Constitution.
So if a leave is granted, you'll take this to a full hearing of the High Court. What's the process from there? What happens next?
Well, next is the special leave hearing, which is to be heard on the 17th of June of this year. If leave is granted, then the matter goes to a full hearing in the High Court. And if the argument is ultimately successful, the convictions will be quashed and hopefully Mr. Vunilagi, my client, will be allowed to have a trial before a jury.
How many other trials is this likely to impact?
Not many. Stephen, the legislation has now been repealed. And I'm not aware of any other case in the ACT that's currently looking at this issue.
Okay.
Whilst there are no any other cases at the moment, this case really affects the rights of people, and it has affected the right of my client.
Because the potential here is, if you are successful, though, that it could impact any other judge-only trials that happen during that period.
Potentially, but accused people may have had favourable results during those judge-alone trials.
Sure.
And so I'm not sure where the criticism might come from, but it could. I haven't really thought about that in too much more detail, but it could.
So if indeed you are successful and the High Court finds that it was unconstitutional, what will happen? The initial trial will be deemed a mistrial and then a new trial scheduled? What's the process?
Yeah, basically that's right, Stephen. The convictions would be quashed and it would be directed that he face a new trial. I think this was a prosecution case that was run that in the early hours on the 3rd of November 2019. A woman met my client, Mr. Vunilagi, and three co-accused at Mooseheads Bar. After socialising, the woman and the men attended a residence where she was said to have been sexually assaulted. Some of the core factual issues that needed to be resolved at the trial included consent, credibility and reliability. The benefit that juries bring to determining the facts, and we should pause there to remember that in a jury trial, the judge determines the law and the jury determine the facts and the evidence.
Yep.
The benefit that my client would experience from a jury trial is that he'd be having his case heard and the facts resolved by 12 members of our community. If you take the average age of a juror to be between 20 and 60 years of age, that creates a combined life experience of somewhere between 240 and 720 years.
Yeah.
And each of those jurors, and they are made up of your listeners, come from a broad cross-section of community with a broad range of life experiences and ability to resolve issues. And so what would happen is that if the convictions were quashed and he was directed to face a judge-alone trial, he would have his case heard and determined through the prism of that combined life experience of a jury of 12.
Now, it's not cheap to take a matter to the High Court, so you obviously have a fairly strong view that you'll be successful here.
Yes. Look, I believe so. I believe the law was unlawful. I'm deeply troubled, and so are many of my colleagues in the profession, that the ACT Legislative Assembly was able to legislate away a person's right, not a privilege. This is a right to be tried before a jury. We believe it's a strong argument, and we believe that it's unconstitutional.
Man, it's going to be interesting. I'd like to, well, keep in touch with us, because we'd love to follow this along as it goes, because it certainly is an interesting point of law and an interesting challenge to the constitutional rights of the ACT government. Tom, I really appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Stephen.
Tom Taylor is a partner at Hugo Law Group. There's a certain irony in this,